WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
RX. Everything that rocks.
You're real proud of these, aren't you, buddy?
I am proud of these. You know what this is from?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Absolutely!
It's fantastic.
It's the ending scene when they're walking back home.
Of course.
Del Griffith.
7:39 is Brock. It's Hunter. Good morning, everybody. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get the conversation started. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. You suddenly gain a superpower, but you can only use it once.
Yep.
That's it. So you got a superpower, boom, but you use it once, it's done, game over, no more superpowers.
Saw him out on Facebook this morning, and it is fantastic.
So it's not yours, it's someone else's.
Well, somebody else used it. And actually, a lot of people use it.
All right, what's yours, Hunter?
You want to know mine? Right off the bat, you want the best one?
Always start with the best.
All right, my superpower, boom, I think of it all of a sudden.
Yeah.
My hair gets really long, it gets really blonde. All of a sudden, my chest feels weird. Whoa, what's going on? Oh, I grow some boobies. Oh, my hips are getting wider. What's going on? Oh, my God, I'm turning into Anna Nicole Smith. Oh, my God, what's going on? Oh, yeah, I get to marry an 86-year-old guy who's a billionaire.
You know,
and then I'm set for the rest of my life. Wait. And then I go back to me, and I'm rich.
Wait, I don't think that's the word. First of all, Anna Nicole. Are you breakdance posing right now?
Yes, I am. You should see my pose right now.
Okay, well, a couple things.
I'm about to spin on my head.
Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
Well, back, this is...
So you would travel back in time.
Well, I use her as an example.
Oh, okay, so you turn yourself into a buxom blonde.
Into a hot blondie.
And
marry a billionaire.
Marry a rich
and
guy.
And then, boom, I go back, and he's like, oh, God, and then he dies. And then I get all his money, and then, boom. I'm rich.
But here's the thing, though. Are you going to be a girl named Hunter?
Yeah.
So it's all your stuff's the same.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would hold up in the court of law. What you could do that would make this a little bit more feasible.
See, this is good, isn't it?
No, you do know that you're going to have sex with that old guy.
Do you?
You gotta earn your keep.
Okay, for $1 billion, hey, I can get through it. An old wrinkly bastard.
You know?
Come here,
for
Grandpa.
$1 billion.
Plus, you're a female at the time.
That's fine.
So it's not like you're...
So you don't mind getting gummed by some 89-year-old dude, 93-year-old dude, just to get that $1 billion? You know, you didn't want to be in the Girl Scouts, and now...
Don't look at me. Women do it all the time.
That's true.
So don't look at me for me trying to get the superpower of the female.
Here's a better superpower, all right? If you want to word this.
You're going to tweak this
around? I got a tweak for you. Okay, so you turn yourself into a beautiful young blonde woman.
Looking hot.
You marry an old guy. Do your wifely duties. He croaks.
Yep.
Okay, you're still the woman, but as soon as you write over the will to Hunter, then you turn back to yourself.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
You gotta give all the money to you first.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I gotta get the money, and then boom, I'm back to my regular self.
Why don't you just go back, like, you know, to the 2 days before the world's biggest lottery, and win the lottery?
Man, that's no fun. You don't get to have sex with an old guy.
Nowhere in that plan do I get to bang an old wrinkly dude.
Absolutely.
I worry about
you.
See,
I got this figured out, bro.
Apparently you do. I'm not going to question that anymore.
You know?
Anyway.
We just move on from here. We don't need any more.
I think it's perfect. On that, you know, that's a perfect time to take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. You suddenly gain a superpower, but you can only use it once. What do you choose and why?
Is Pat Moody in the building today by chance?
You're not marrying Pat.
We're only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 7:50, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? Good morning.
So we're talking about superpowers this morning. All right, so you suddenly gain a superpower.
Dun, dun, dun.
Boom. but you can only use it once. That's the catch. There's a little caveat there.
Yeah.
What would you...
What do you mean by use it once? I guess it depends on the power, right?
So, like, let's say I want... $1 million. It's like kind of like a wish almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So it's not necessarily like a Superman, like laser eyes.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Let's say I want laser eyes because I want to burn down.
But you only get one shot.
You only get one shot, one use of it. As soon as you turn it off, no more laser eyes.
Okay.
That's kind of what I mean. So you get a superpower. You could use invisibility and go rob a bank.
So if I wanted to use the Superman flying ability, I could fly until I landed.
Until you landed again. Absolutely. So, yeah, you have the ability to fly until you land.
I just might be up in the air the rest of my life.
My arms are so tired, but I don't want it to end. So that's kind of the catch of it. We got some great answers on Facebook. Let's see. Aaron said time travel. Now, here's the thing, though. You travel time once, can't travel again.
That's where you going forward in time, backwards in time? Where are you going?
Well, see, I like Whitley had a good one. He said, I would go back 10 years with the brain I have now. My superpower is I can time travel 10 years,
mm-hmm.
get to keep my brain, all the knowledge that I have at this point. That's a pretty good idea.
What you going
to
use it for?
Here's the thing, though, is I like to think that I would do better, like, oh, I'll go back now. But let's be honest, outside of, like, I don't remember any winning lottery numbers. It's not like you can go look that stuff back up.
Right.
You know, honestly, I'd maybe get laid a couple more times.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just a few.
Just a few.
You know?
Or maybe I wouldn't, you know, dip my wick in that one crazy chick in college. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I'd learn a few. I would probably end up in the exact same spot I was.
I want to say he's taking the direction of sports.
Sports, yeah.
I think they had the young mind.
Yeah.
And the body, you know. I had a better body when I was 18, too. It's a small mind.
I like Linda's. Invisibility so I could walk through the Oakland Raiders locker room. Good God, Linda. Doing a little dong grazing, are you?
Yeah. She'd have to walk through it. She'd have to, like, kind of shimmy through it. You know what I'm saying?
I just love it. Linda, no shame right there.
No shame.
No shame in her dong game. I like Randy's. This is what I was telling you. Randy.
Randy?
Randy. He said immortality in this life until I want it to end. So he's immortal, but he can end his mortality. Yeah, you live a couple hundred years, then you're kind of done with it, and you say, okay, I'm done. Whip, dead.
Wait, that's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
You're
not really, you're really not immortal if you can die.
But no, you're immortal, mm-hmm. but you're saying you end it, though. So it's that someone can come up, bang, hey, I'm immortal, bitch. Nice try.
Right.
But let's say you're like, you know what? I've lived a long time. Everyone I know is dead. I'm kind of done with it.
Yeah. Then you're not immortal.
Yeah. Well, you're immortal to everything else except yourself. Yeah, technically you're not immortal, so but...
Choose a different word.
No. I want to live forever until I say no.
There you go.
That's immortal.
It's not.
It's pretty
immortal,
much.
Yes, you don't die.
But he's
the definition of the word.
But he is choosing it. It's not like he's getting hit by a bus. He's immortal.
Choose a different word.
There is no other word for it at this point. Just live forever.
He's a very strong individual.
He's a very hardy man.
Yeah.
Let's see. BC said back in time by Google, Amazon, Apple stock. There you go. But you're back in time.
You don't really know.
You're done.
And yeah, maybe you got to wait then.
If you go back in time, yeah, you do got to wait. You go back in time to your younger self. So you got to narrow this down. You can't just be all willy-nilly with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how things go wrong. Let's see.
People picking time travel, huh?
Yeah. Nate said to delete the half the world's population. Nice try, Thanos. Nice try. If I ever see Nate in public and he goes to snap his fingers, dude, I'm getting out of here.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Nate, don't you do it, you son of a bitch.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 8 o'clock, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. All right, you gain a superpower. Boom, superpower. Here you go. Mm-hmm. But you can only use it once. You want to fly? One trip, buddy.
Yep.
Pick somewhere good, which, you know, might not be bad. Maybe a big trip you want to take,
mm-hmm.
but it's too much. At least you get there once.
Do you have one?
Do I have a superpower?
Yeah, do you have one?
I already got it.
What?
Doing the best radio show ever.
Oh, God.
I only do it once.
Oh, God. Hey, Pat, come in here real quick. We're doing a topic, and the topic is if you could pick one superhero, power, but you could only use it one time. Brock just said,
go ahead. Do the best morning show ever.
So what do you think about that, Pat?
Well, yeah, I think you already do that, don't you?
I do, see?
No, you don't.
Thanks,
Pat does.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Pat.
Pat did.
Pat did. And see, he passed his superpower on to me.
There you go. I shared it with him.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, is that I can only do it once. So I haven't used it.
One good
used
show, and then it's shot.
Then it's done.
Wait a second.
What?
How'd you get the superpower? Did you make out with the guy?
Damn right I did.
Whoa,
our mustaches touched. I kissed Pat, and then this mustache grew.
Yeah.
And that
just
was
down the
power.
Hall, they were asking about what robot would you have, you know, and Johnny wanted to pull a mustache hair and make a clone so that clone could then write for Moving on the Market in the nighttime while I could go to sleep.
There you go.
Jeez.
One superpower, make a clone Pat Moody. Uh-huh.
That's fantastic.
A 26... Wait, when did you start here? How old
46,
were you?
46 years ago.
So you were...
When I came here, I was...
58 years old when you started?
I was 58 when I started. I always said I was 3 when I started.
When you're 3. I want to make a clone of 3. My one superpower, make a clone of 3-year-old Pat Moody. And we'll just give him a job on the spot.
Yes.
He'll be ready to go. I think that's a great superpower.
Well, there you go.
You know, I was surprised when you did kiss Pat and your mustache just touched... You know, they say not to do that. It's like braces. They connect. And then you can't get them apart.
They start to intertwine.
And actually,
that's called lip lock.
Yeah. Yeah. The heat caused by the friction almost caused a black hole.
It's
it was insane.
Because it's so hot.
Stash lock.
That's right. Stash lock. I love it. I think that'd be the best superpower. That's mine right there.
I like
that. Make a clone.
What's
Pat
yours?
Moody.
But mine was fantastic.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell Pat.
I used Anna Nicole Smith as an example. So I'd grow blonde hair, big boobs, marry a billionaire at 86 years old.
And get all his money.
He would croak, get all his money, boom.
And then he'd turn back to himself.
Yeah.
Is that not fantastic, Pat?
That's the worst superpower you could ever have.
He had a good point, though. The only terrible part about it, I got to bang the old guy.
And I said, you're willing to do that.
For $1 billion.
For $1 billion, he would. I guarantee you.
I think I could mustard through it.
That old guy's going to die on top of you. Mid-coitus. Honey, are you... Honey.
Why are you lasting so long?
Rigor mortis is set in, buddy.
All right.
It is set in. All right. Well, there
That's
you go.
That's Viagra mortis.
Stiff as a board, light as a feather. Stiff as a board, light as a feather. Best superpowers ever.
Rock 107.